A few halachot that we're learning over here in the laws of Kibud Avaim. So the halacha says like this. We're reading from Yalkut Yosef on Daf Taf Kuf Aleph. Im ha'av ragil lakfid v'klo kriyat shema b'zman kriyat shema u'tfilah l'shitat ha'magen Abraham. The father is makpid to read kriyat shema early. Like the Magen Abraham shita. V'abin ro'esh shabiv yashen. But the father is sleeping. So the kid knows that the father is going to be upset if he misses the Kriyat Shema. Sarik lakitzo. Ve'im lefi shikul da'ato shel ben aviv lo yistar k'she speak al kupan in the zman ha'gera. But if he sees that the father sometimes is lenient to take the last second shita of the Kriyat Shema according to the gera, eno lakitzo. Then he doesn't have that, shouldn't wake him up. Ela im kin tzivahu lekach beferush shi'ayinu kedesh shi'aspik l'kriyat shema k'shitat v'gam Abraham. Unless he specifically tells him, listen, wake me up so I don't fall asleep, so I don't sleep through the shitat v'gam Abraham. Second halakha, im bevakshim et aviv o imo betelefon. They call him up on the phone, he's your father there. Ve'em yeshenim. The father's sleeping. En ben hakitzam, ela im ken u batuach shi'itztaru bazeh shelo hakitzam, hakitzam. Unless he's 100% certain that the parent is going to be upset that the child didn't wake him up because he missed the phone call. V'cherim v'metelfenu adam hashuv v'tamid hacham. The one that's calling is like hacham and things like that. Shabiv yismach. The father's going to be happy to talk to him. V'asai lakitz tabiv. V'efshal l'smoch adam metelfen atu'en sh'orav yitztaru im lo yakitzam. Which means you can rely on the guy on the other side of the telephone if he says, listen, your father wants to speak to me. And you tell him, but he's sleeping. No, trust me, he'll be mitzta'ir. If you don't wake him up, you can trust him. Ulam bechol ze. Whenever we talk about waking up a parent, im efshar adiv shiakitzam al yedei achirim. It's always better if you could let somebody else wake them up and you don't do it directly. Im hakal hayu tzarichim l'aviv l'ashlim minyan. Okay, there's 9 guys in the shul. They need a 10th. V'aviv yashin. His father's next door, sleeping. Uchvar et palel. He prayed already. Ach haben yodei shaviv sameach bazel l'ashlim minyan atzah. He knows his father would be happy to fulfill the minyan of the tent. Mutar leben na'oler et abiv. Demiyesh bebayit achirim adif yote shem yoriru oto. Always better if somebody else will wake him up. Im igiyu anashim lebet abiv. They came to the father's house and vakshim le'sorach imo. They want to talk with him. Ve'aviv yashen. En leben nakitso en emkenu batuach shi'itzta'ir baze. Again, only in the case where the son is certain that the father is going to have tzad if he doesn't wake up. And the same story over there. Still, it's better for somebody else to wake him up. Last halachah, Abiv Yashin, or the Gebaet Tzedaka came to get money from the father and he's sleeping. Again, that the father's going to be happy to give the Tzedaka himself to the Ani. So then already he's allowed to wake him up. But if he has a Sefik, in such a case over there, he should not wake him up. Ala Ben. You should be careful not to tell your parents things that are going to cause them grief. When there's no purpose for them to know the news. If a father has the disease, the son shouldn't be the one that tells him the news. Okay, that's halakha. The father tells the kid, I want to know what's going on. What's my prognosis? The son shouldn't tell them, let others. If he has to do it, but he shouldn't be the one that bears the bad news to his father.